Lou Care, the physicians of St. Louis University, present For Your Health, a program promoting health, happiness, and independence. Here's Melanie Cole.
Lou Care hematologists and oncologists have an international reputation as experts in cancers of the blood, bone marrow, and lymph nodes, as well as in bone marrow transplant. Our guest today is Dr. Carl Frieder. He's the director and a professor in the Division of Hematology Oncology in the Department of Internal Medicine at St. Louis University School of Medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Frieder. Tell us about the Hematology Oncology Department at Lou Care.
Well, we offer full-spectrum cancer care, and to patients with any kind of cancer. We're particularly proud of our bone marrow transplant program, which is one of the only transplant programs in our area that has an outpatient transplant facility. And this is something that we've developed in the past 2 years through the hard work of Dr. Friedrich Schuning and subsequently the other members of the bone marrow transplant program here, including Mark Fessler. And this allows our patients to basically not spend a period of time in a hospital room being taken care of, but to be outpatients. They have to be close to us, and they have to have caregivers. But if all of that can be arranged, they can enjoy the luxury of not having to be in the hospital during a period of time for their bone marrow transplants or their stem cell transplants. And we have found that patients love this option when they're candidates for it. And it really enhances their overall well-being in sort of every dimension, spiritually, medically, and so this is something that I think is certainly the wave of the future that we're offering here at SLU.
And Dr. Frieder, you specialize in treating lymphoma, leukemia. Tell us, and other types of blood cancers, tell us a little bit about leukemia. It's something that, you know, instills fear in a lot of people, especially if children are involved. Tell us a little bit about leukemia.
Well, leukemia isn't just one disease, although it does describe having too many white blood cells in circulating in the blood, and that's literally what the word leukemia means. But there are several different types of leukemia. I guess first, the types of leukemia that occur in children mostly are what we call acute leukemias. That is, they tend to grow very rapidly and they need attention very rapidly. The good news is that over the past 15 to 20 years, curative therapy for childhood leukemias, the most common kinds, has been developed and is regularly provided for children. Here at our partners at Cardinal Glennon Hospital, with which we also have a combined bone marrow transplant program, which is another thing we're proud of in our program here at SLU Care. Other kinds of leukemias, particularly those that occur in adults, can either be chronic leukemias, which tend to be actually not so scary diseases, actually. They are leukemias that tend to have a slow progression. Sometimes patients don't require treatment for long periods of time, and they can be watched. Another type of leukemia that occurs in adults is called chronic myelogenous leukemia. And that's a type of leukemia that used to instill fear, but now that we have one of the triumphs of modern oncology, simple oral medicines to treat that, to keep it under control and to keep it in remission, it's become a less terrifying disease than it used to be. And as a last resort, we always have bone marrow or stem cell transplantation for that disease as well, which can be curative. The acute leukemias that occur in adults are rapidly progressive diseases, they do require very prompt attention. Patients usually have warning symptoms of fatigue, sometimes bleeding, sometimes infections, that bring them to our attention. And we have to act extraordinarily rapidly to first diagnose exactly what they have so we can offer the best cutting-edge treatment to them that exists. And then second, to get them into that treatment as quickly as possible. And so we are generally able to do that if we really need to in just a matter of hours after getting the patient here, sometimes flying by helicopter from some other remote location in Missouri. Some of those patients will need to have bone marrow stem cell transplants to cure them with curative intent. Some will be cured by chemotherapy alone. For those who do need transplants, we again can treat them seamlessly and move them into our transplant program when that's appropriate, and they have the opportunity of having the outpatient transplants here that I was describing before. So leukemia is a scary term for a lot of people, but many leukemias are not so scary anymore. Some are not scary at all, even because of their slow progression. And none of them are scary in that we have very good treatment for all of them.
And Dr. Frieder, you were talking about the outpatient bone marrow transplant. Just give the listeners a quick synopsis of what that is like and what it's like. Is there a donor? Can a family be a donor? Is it as painful as they've discussed in the past before, or is it all different now?
Well, I think the best answer to your question is it's all different now. The first place, in terms of donors, the first place we look is in siblings of the person who's affected by the leukemia. And so that's brothers or sisters, and they're most likely to be matched to the patient and able to be blood donors. The next place we often look is into large registries of potential donors, and sometimes we find those. So that's another source of donors. One of the things that we and others have been doing cutting-edge work with is doing umbilical cord transplants, where the very early stem cells that are present in umbilical cords that are saved for this purpose can be used to do a bone marrow transplant in a person. And that often is a source of cells, or a donor, if you will, that makes a transplant possible these days. So there are many options in terms of donors. If you are a donor, it doesn't involve doing lots of removing of bone marrow from bones like we used to do, I guess in the bad old days. What it does involve is using growth factors to make the stem cells come out in the circulation and then collect those in a, from the patient's standpoint, pretty simple procedure where they have an IV in their arm and they're connected to a machine that takes the stem cells out of the blood and then returns the blood back to the patient. It's a lot like donating blood from the patient's perspective, and so it's not really a huge thing. We do screen our donors very carefully, and we make sure that they're suitable both from a medical standpoint, from the patient's perspective, and also their perspective. And so that's a process that we take a lot of attention to detail to in making sure that we have absolutely the best possible donors for each individual patient.
And that's amazing. The outpatient bone marrow transplant clinic is the only one in the region, and it's at SLU Care. So tell us in just the last minute, Dr. Frieder, why people should come to SLU Care for their cancer care.
I think people should come here first and foremost because we provide, as has advanced medical care for patients getting bone marrow transplants as anyone, and we're very proud of that. And we're also very proud of our outpatient program, which we've already discussed. There's another very important dimension to this, and that deals with why I came to here to SLU Care, and that is just simply the people we have here. We have a very dedicated group of people who are very patient-focused, and we really view ourselves at the service of our patients, and our job is to get patients through sometimes these prolonged, difficult procedures with all of the grace, the dignity, and the lack of pain as possible. And within our mission to do this is also to help the patient as holistically as possible, but also the patient's family, which is a big part of some of these bone marrow transplant procedures, working with them to get everybody through the procedure, including donors, as smoothly and easily as possible. And we really want to minister to the social needs, the spiritual needs, the medical needs, the personal needs of our patients, and really view this as a multidimensional approach to complex human beings that our patients are and that we recognize them to be.
Thank you so much. You're listening to For Your Health with the physicians of St. Louis University, SLU Care Physician Group. SLU Care is the academic medical practice of St. Louis University School of Medicine. For more information, you can go to slucare.edu. That's slucare.edu. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.